Tonight then, in a half hour, this week's edition, where in the world was Andy Mossack? International man of mystery, looking back on his greatest hits. Same drill as always, two clues. One now, one after the 11 o'clock news, and then he'll be on in 30 minutes' time. Here's clue number one. The name of this world-famous destination is translated as The Meadows. The former desert oasis was named by the Spanish explorer Rafael Rivera, who became the first European to discover it in 1829. It's since become one of the biggest tourist mega-resorts in the world. Loads of tourists. We're in the desert. I'm thinking the States. How about you? Now, you may have been. Tell me what it was like, if you think you're right. I reckon we can plump early. 81333RUSS. If you think you know where Andy was, 0800 389 3333, on Twitter at Damedith Evans. Another clue soon. Mendes, and If I Can't Have You, here on The Late Show on the BBC with me, Russell Walker, then your late night friend. A Friday night. First clue for Andy Mossack. I reckon we can track him down on this. I have a hunch myself. See if you agree with me, though. You know, I'm always reluctant to go first. Jules in Scarborough, 95.5 FM, DAB Dig, and the BBC Sounds app. I think Andy's in Las Vegas.
Bright light city, gonna send my soul.
Norma saying the same, Las Vegas. Straight plump for Vegas, says Neil. I was thinking Vegas, but where was the other? Oh, I can't even remember the name of it now. No, it's a desert oasis. It's not going to be Atlantic City. What an idiot I am. You know, the desert on sea. No, it's not going to be there, Russ. Well, I think you might be spot on with a bit of Vegas. We may be plumping extra early tonight, but there is another clue coming up later, so heaven knows what will be in that. So they'll probably narrow it down significantly for us. Coming up then, within the next half hour, this week's edition, Where in the World Was Andy Mossack? It wouldn't be Friday without him. Some solid leads, really solid leads, offer the first clue. I think you and I are on the same lines with this one. Let's see if this confirms it for us. American mobster Bugsy Siegel first launched this city's notoriety by building his first mega hotel, The Flamingo, which was the nickname of his girlfriend, Virginia Hills, allegedly because of her very long legs. I think our initial hunch was right. You may have further doubts, or you might be doubling down. I think we've got him tonight. 81333RUSS on the text. If you think you know where Andy was, on the phone, 0800 389 3333, facebook.com/latenightrussell. Where in the world was Andy Mossack? Your Friday fix. He'll be here in, I'd say, 10 minutes. Jason Derulo, Love Not War. That music means only one thing. Time to settle back for our Friday fix. First off, a very good evening to Mr. Andy Mossack. Ahoy, hoy, my friend.
Ahoy, hoy. And just remember, what happens on The Late Show stays on The Late Show.
Yeah, they see these are rules and ways to live life by, I would say. So it's lovely to have you on. How have you been, my friend?
I've been good. I was just saying to Darren, I've even had to jab ahead of time. So, yeah, I'm okay. I'm jabbed up. Yes.
If you don't mind me asking,
last Friday.
Which one did you have?
Pfizer.
Oh, don't mind us.
I know. Ooh, Mrs.
There it is. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, that's terrific news. I'm glad you've been jabbed, and fingers crossed, a return to normality is only months away, and potentially we could head to our location for today. We've put our heads together. We think there's only one place in the entire world you could possibly be: Las Vegas.
Indeed, it was. Yes, yeah, had to be, didn't it? And I won't have a bad word said about it.
Okay, right. I've been to Vegas a few times. You have. Let's get down to brass tacks. Give me like a good beginner's guide for Las Vegas, a city like that.
Oh man. Yeah. Well, the beginner's guide, first off, is I would honestly say drive from LA to Vegas through the desert. I think that's a great way to go. I don't know about you, but it only takes 3.5 hours. It's one road, and it's fantastic because you can stop. There's a couple of towns along the way. Barstow, which has got a great outlet mall, which is pretty good. And then Prim, which is right on the Nevada border. And there's a ton of slot machines exactly on the line, state line, which I find hilarious. you know, I mean, it's just, you're going to drive for 3 hours and then get out the car and stick some quarters in slots, you know. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? And then as you drive towards Vegas, you see it appearing out of, you know, in the distance on the horizon. It literally sort of comes out like that. And I guess at night it would be amazing to go towards it. But anyway, I didn't do it at night, but it's a cool thing to drive. And then now they made a decision. I don't know how long ago you were there, but a few years ago they made a decision to move away from gambling emphasis and do it a much more family-friendly resort destination. So there's a lot more things for people to do if you're a family and go there. And I think 3 days in Vegas is fantastic because, you know, it is what it is. It's the best place in the world for people watching. I think it's brilliant. And the best thing you can do is literally hop from one hotel to the next along the strip because there's always entertainment going on. You know, the Rio has got a carnival every 30 minutes. you know, literally. I mean, New York, the roller coaster that goes through the hotel. I mean, I stayed on it for an hour. I just kept going round and round because I loved it so much.
Now, let me paint the full picture here that Andy's talking about. This is the New York Casino and Hotel. So the towers of the hotel are done out like the Manhattan skyline. There is a roller coaster on the top. But while you're on that, you also get charming views of a massive crossroads. On the left-hand side, you've got the MGM Grand, which, when it was built, was Wizard of Oz-themed. That is opposite the Excalibur King Arthur's castle that you
see. Knights of the Round Table.
Knights of the Round Table. And if you go high enough on the roller coaster, you can see over the Excalibur to the Luxor Pyramid that's just behind it. It's the strangest place to go. Nothing makes sense.
No, and you know, did you go in the elevators in the Luxor? Because they go sideways; they literally go up,
go diagonally up
diagonally. Yeah. Yes,
up the pyramid.
Weirdest thing ever. And the Venetian, you know, with the gondoliers, and it's sort of dusk all day long, so that's quite romantic. Circus, you know, I mean, it goes on forever. I mean, it's just fun, and it doesn't cost to go into the hotel, so you can have a fun time just going from one to the other. And now there's a monorail that goes all the way along the strips. You don't even have to walk anymore, so that's pretty good too. But
actually, this, you raised a good point, because you might think of that as a very lazy thing to do, but I will say I was in Las Vegas and I went foolishly in the summer months, and the temperature out on the strip was, they say, they'd got the thermometers up everywhere. It was hitting about 115. And so when you look around and you see, like, those, you know, at airports, you have those, like, escalators that are flat and they just move you along, walkways. There's loads of those in Vegas. You have to use these things because it's 115 degrees outside. You are in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, that's right. You are indeed. And of course, the hotels are so big. I mean, you get exercise just walking in and going through them. You know, they go on forever, don't they? And it's very, very clever because wherever you go in the casinos or the hotels, you have to go through the casino floor to get to anywhere. So they get you wherever it is.
They get you one way.
And there's no clocks or windows, as they say, right? And there was this myth about they used to sort of put oxygen in to keep everyone awake. I don't know if that's true. No idea.
I can honestly say I was sat once at a slot machine. This is in a place called the Tropicana, which is one of the older resorts. I think it's since been done up.
That's right?
Yeah. So I was sat there, and I'm playing on a slot machine, and none of them take coins anymore. So it's all like notes and things. Yeah. And I was just feeding in dollars, and I was bidding 1 cent per roll of the wheel. And I'm sat next to a lady bless her, and this is going back a few years now, she must have been 90 if she was a day. She's in a mobility scooter. She has an oxygen mask on and a big cylinder right behind her, and she's smoking, like, next to a cylinder of pure oxygen.
And I
looked at her and I thought if there's one bit of ash goes badly here, I'm a goner. Yeah. So I don't know. It started, but so I had to leave. And it was like, she just, and you know what? She was one of many. But I meet some characters. And yes, it's true. There are lots of Elvises, aren't there, Andy?
Yes. And I was tempted to sort of do a fake marriage just to see if I could be married by Elvis. But it would have been a first. But yes, there's Elvises. There's all kinds of things. I mean, every single thing you could possibly imagine takes place there. You know, and I think it's great. The shows are mega. I saw Celine Dion, Elton John, and I think it was a Cirque du Soleil three shows, which were pretty good. But then they do magic, comedy, musicals. I saw Earth, Wind & Fire, actually, the House of Blues in the Mandalay Bay. Oh, it's just, you know, you just got to do it, haven't you? and then there's, of course, the food. The food. Oh. Did you have the buffet?
I've had several buffets, I've got to say. It was, you go in and it's this massive all-you-can-eat buffet and it's really nice. Yeah. And at the time that I was there, the exchange rate was incredible. It's less now, but you were getting about $2 to the pound, and like an all you could eat buffet was about $8.99, and that's like in dollars. It was less than a fiver, and it was unlimited food and drink, and it's really good. I mean, the food scene there, it's not all buffets though, is it? I'm sure you went in some of the higher end restaurants, Andy.
There's a few. Yeah, the Paris has got some nice French stuff. I mean, yes, there is. There's every single cuisine you can think of. But the quirkiest and probably the worst restaurant I ever went to, just because I had to, was the Heart Attack Grill.
Tell me. I know this. I've never been. Tell me about it.
They have the quadruple bypass burger. Right, which is probably, I don't know, 5 foot high, and it's just 30 patties of meat and grilled cheese. I mean, it's disgusting. It really is. And the Heart Attack Grill is the place to go. And I think they say that if you can finish the quadruple bypass burger, then they give you a wheelchair, and a nurse waitress takes you outside and... Yeah, you don't have to pay for it or something. It's ridiculous, honestly.
A free wheelchair ride to your car.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. I'll tell you, the two things about the Heart Attack Grill that always struck me is the guys who were grilling the burgers dressed like surgeons, all of the waitresses dressed like nurses. The chips are fried in real lard, full-on lard. And they import, this is a place in America that imports Coca-Cola. And it's the only place I ever came across that did. They import Coca-Cola that is from Mexico because it's the only place that still makes it with real sugar, not sweeteners. So it's real sugared Coca-Cola, chips in lard, and a quadruple bypass burger.
I know. I thought I saw everything with the roadkill cafe. You know, it's like, you grill it, you kill it, we grill it, you know. But this was something else, yeah. So it's gone from, like, haute cuisine down to the Heart Attack Grill. That is Vegas in one sentence, isn't it? But there's also some great attractions, actually, I must say. And by the way, there is a tip if you do... Anybody is interested with the buffets. I mean, you stay in the hotel, ask them for a voucher to beat the line, you know, and that's good. Because they do these things that you can just jump the queues and things like that.
Yeah.
Find an edge, do whatever you can, but just ask people for things because they'll give them to you. They've seen it all before.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, if you ask for something in a hotel, they give it to you.
I'll tell you something, though. The one thing it is worth mentioning, actually, and it stands, I think, anywhere in America, if you've never been or you're going to go when we can or whatnot for the first time, when you go to America, it will strike you at first The customer service is king over there. So you, if you, and you, but you know, shy bairns get nout. So you've got to ask, but way over nine times out of 10, they will just give it to you, like you say, if you ask for it, because it's customer service is what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. And they expect a tip, of course, if they do.
Of course. Give them a dollar.
Dollar, yeah. But the attractions, there are some really good things, actually, to go to. I mean, Lake Mead, for instance, which is just outside Vegas, is the huge lake that was made from the Hoover Dam when they built it. So it's like having this massive sea on the doorstep, and you can do boats and all kinds of things, you know, scuba diving. I mean, whatever you want to do is on the lake, is on Lake Mead. And on a hot day, like when you went, for instance, you know, it would be great, wouldn't it, to go swimming out there? That would be nice.
Certainly
And they've now got a zip line that goes all the way down the strip, so you can literally slide all the way down the strip, which is pretty cool. They've got supercar racing, where you can go literally take a Porsche or a Ferrari and just drive it around the racetrack, which is awesome. There's the National Atomic Testing Museum, which I thought was quite cool.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Neon Museum, which has got classic neon signs from the 30s.
It's a gorgeous place.
It's a
beautiful
place,
yeah.
One of the interesting ones I thought was the Mob Museum, though. That was pretty good. The Mob Museum, and they call it the National Museum of Organized Crime. That's a pretty cool place. I mean, it's set in the courthouse building downtown. It's a 1930s big old building. And they held the thing called the Kevolver hearings there in 1950, which was the special committee to investigate interstate crime. So you had mafia kingpins as witnesses going to this place. So you could literally like walk through the halls, and you've got walking in the footsteps of informants and mobsters and all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
And they've even got a part of the wall from the famous St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Good Lord.
With completely bullet holes and everything else. But,
I'll tell you one thing, though. I'll tell you one thing that's worth bearing in mind. The visitor book for the National Mob Museum is just full of people going, "I ain't saying nothing." They like that, asking for comment. I see a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, time has beaten us, Andy, but it's okay, a remarkable place. I mean, it's incredibly famous. It's one of the most photographed places in the world. I think you either love it or you don't, and you'll know pretty quick. You'll probably know the second you step off the plane whether you're going to love it or whether you're not. But it is an amazing place. Andy, fantastic.
Good. Everybody had a good time. Great. Thanks,
excellent
mate.
Stuff. Will you be free next week? We can do somewhere else.
Of course. Of course.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to it. Mr. Andy Mossack. He sees a lot of things, okay?
Get your weekend sorted.